USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is spending $331 million to fight food insecurity in Latin America and the Caribbean, with more efforts still to be announced this week at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The United Nations World Food Program reports the number of severely food insecure people increased by over a half a million after Russia was allowed to invade Ukraine. Many countries in the developing world are highly reliant on Ukraine's wheat, sunflower oil, and other exports that are now being blocked by Russian soldiers. Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, is coming down the line in about 90 minutes. The CPI is the evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to put it down by raising interest rates. Experts are predicting roughly a 1% increase in May. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A new school will be built in Uvalde, Texas, once the school where the shooting took place gets leveled to the ground.
After a gunman shot and killed 19 children and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, at Robb Elementary School last month, Uvalde School Superintendent Hal Harrell says teachers and students will not be returning to the campus where the shooting took place.
As far as the future of that site, there are discussions about what that will look like. As we move forward as a community, we'll have some community input to help determine what that looks like, you know, for our community and moving forward.
He says law enforcement will be assigned to each campus being used for summer school.
That's Tim Berg reporting. NATO member Norway has terminated its 20-year-old contract for 14 NH-90 maritime helicopters, citing delays, errors, and time-consuming maintenance, and they want a full refund valued at $525 million. The helicopters are built by NH Industries in France. USA Radio News.
Suspense. The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As violence and mob mentality has become a nuisance in America, their thought is, whomever can scream the loudest wins. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York and a candidate for the governor of New York, told Newsmax Thursday the Biden administration has subtly encouraged violence against members of the Supreme Court by not condemning the release of their private addresses.
They've actually made statements protecting the doxing of the Supreme Court justices. When the addresses were released, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room and defended it. When their supporters were starting to form outside of the homes of these justices, Jen Psaki stood there at the White House press briefing room delivering the official position of President Biden and the White House and the administration and defended it. So I believe that this isn't just an example of complicity through silence, but actually what they have said, I believe, leaves them in many respects directly responsible. When you look at, you know, folks like Maxine Waters and other congressional Democrats who right. encourage physical confrontation, you start owning this when your supporters take these types of actions.
The good folks at M&M Mars in Lancaster County, not too far from Hershey, Pennsylvania, had a genuine chocolate disaster on their hands Thursday. Two people got trapped in a chocolate vat, and rescuers had to use the jaws for life to get them out. The two are doing okay at last report. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.